author of Rich Dad Poor Dad, Cashflow Quadrant for all of our clients, you know those books. The man, the myth, the legend, Mr.
Robert Kiyosaki.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's an absolute pleasure to have the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Robert Kiyosaki, author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Cashflow Quadrant. For all of our clients, you know those books. You read them. You study them. It's a pleasure, Robert. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for teaching. That's the most important job you have.
Well, I think it's an obligation if we have the knowledge and we don't share it. Correct. It's up to people to do what they want to do with it. So,
yes,
but thank you for teaching, because if it wasn't for me reading your books and studying your teachings, I wouldn't be able to teach other people.
It spreads out. Right?
It does. It does. And it fulfills you. It makes you feel really good.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yes. Well, thank you. That's why I do it, you know.
And how's the tour going in Australia and New Zealand?
Well, this is my second tour, Brisbane.
Yes.
It's a love affair. You know, I've been coming to Aussie since the 70s.
Mm.
And I'm here in Brisbane going, my God, it was a country little town in the 70s. Now we got like a major city now.
Yeah. It's almost like Sydney.
Yeah.
I was just actually sharing with you that last week, the Brisbane median home price hit $1 million Aussie.
How do people afford it?
Our wages haven't caught up.
No.
And it's getting pretty tough for them. But rents have grown in line. So the median rent for a home or unit in Sydney is about $750 to $780 a week.
Jeez.
It's as dear as a mortgage to rent.
Yeah.
It's pretty tough.
And then that building.
No, they can't. They can't get labor. The costs are too high.
Yeah.
How are you finding that in the States versus Australia at the moment? Are they having similar issues?
Similar, but not as severe.
Yeah, okay.
You know, America is still pretty capitalistic. The thing that I'm concerned about, America's homelessness is going through the roof.
Well, what's scary, just on the drive here as we left the venue, there's a tent city in the park.
Is that right?
Across from the venue. You'll probably see when you go back this afternoon. And that's really sad. And that's almost a bit of an epidemic in the States as well at the moment, isn't it?
Correct. And most of it's drugs.
Mm.
I mean, it's open-air drug cities is what they
are. Right. And there's nothing really they can, there's no legislation or policy or how do you fix it?
What do you do with an addict, you know?
Yeah, it's a bit
it's
hard,
terrible.
Bit hard. Yeah. Now, Robert, you've committed to your life to teaching people and helping people and imparting knowledge. And some of the key things that I love and respect for yourself is, and I don't do the suit and tie anymore. There's too many fake advisors. There's too much garbage out there. But people can these days with the internet, with a book, with YouTube, they can go and learn from real advisors. And some of the principles you teach are very simple. Real assets, housing, cash flow positive, gain cash flow to fund your lifestyle, gold, silver, Bitcoin. Yeah. Can you share, I mean, I'm aware of it, but can you share to some of the audience why you're so firm around real assets?
That's a big, long question.
It actually is, yeah.
Well, I want to get away from the U.S. Treasury.
Yes.
The central bank.
There's the
Wall
short
Street.
Answer.
Do you know what I mean? They do it for the money.
Mm-hmm.
But my philosophy since the 70s was I don't invest in anything you can print.
Yes.
So real estate.
Well, if you're printing it, it's not real.
Correct. Plus, I own oil wells. I can't print oil.
Yeah.
And I own Japanese Wagyu cattle.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
You know why I did that? Because when I was a kid, I used to go to the dairy.
Yes.
And I was 15 years old. They have a breeding bull. And so here's this bull, and they bring the cows in.
Yeah.
And all this guy did was root, you know.
It's a tough job.
When I grow up, I'm going to be a breeding bull.
I'm going to be a breeding bull. So you bought the bulls.
So I buy the bull. We don't sell the meat. We sell the semen.
Oh, really? That's a breeding.
There's cash flow.
Sperm flow and cash flow. There you go.
Make a lot of money.
I love that. Yeah. Now, that's amazing. And that's a really important point, too. It's a real asset again. It's tangible. It's not something that's made up. It's not something that's paper-backed.
And it keeps repeating, you know what I mean?
It does.
As long as that bull's in action, I'm in business.
And it can multiply if that bull's in action.
Yeah.
Your portfolio.
And then we sell the calves and all this stuff.
Okay.
It just grows.
There you go.
That's prosperity. That's abundance.
It is. And would you say that's one of the more left-of-center investments you've ever had? What's the most, outside of, you know, real estate and gold and what's the most interesting?
I'm always looking.
Yeah.
Again, the rule of thumb is if they can print I don't want
it. You don't touch it.
So I don't own stocks. I don't own bonds. Bonds are the worst investment today. You know, and when I was a kid, they were told bonds are safe. Today, they're the most dangerous investment because our money's fake.
Yeah.
Right? So bonds, and another thing, look at this, what's going on. China's in serious trouble. You know, that's, and then Germany entered recession.
Yes.
That's Europe. America, we're printing $1 trillion every 90 days.
Wow.
We're the biggest debtor nation in world history. Japan's in trouble. So that's why I've been teaching for all these years. That's what you teach. You got to protect yourself what's coming.
You do.
But we have no financial education in our schools.
Well, it's funny. One of your very big quotes that I align with and I repeat daily is that the memorization of a textbook is not an education.
No, but that's a PhD.
Right? PhD. Pushy
poor,
dummy.
Helpless, desperate.
Poor, helpless, desperate.
That's my father, poor dad. I have a PhD. I said, yeah, you're poor, helpless, and you're desperate.
Yeah, yeah. And it's funny. We can go through that, and we've got these tertiary educations, these PhDs, these masters, these diplomas. Yet even I see that with a lot of clients. They have no financial literacy. No. There's no acumen around managing their cash flow. No. Their balance sheet's out of whack. They think because so much is coming in, it can go out. And then they're struggling, and they're not making any investments at all, at all.
There's no financial literacy. There's no financial education. It's not a mistake.
Now, I probably know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Do you feel the system is designed this way, that we keep people, not stupid, but we keep people without the knowledge and the information?
Well, there's more and more books coming out about it today, you know. The whole financial system, starting with the U.S. government, the Federal Reserve Bank, the central banks are Marxists. And, you know, the key to Marxism was abolition of private property. So they want to steal our wealth via inflation and taxation. The second thing on Marxist was a graduated income tax is essential for the spread of communism. And so I'm not, you know, Donald Trump is my friend, he's a good man. But this guy Biden came to power. His first act was to cut the pipeline between Canada and America. So I'm an oil man. I went to school to oil. I worked for Standard Oil. But you can't print it. So the moment he cut that Keystone pipeline in 2020, I was selling oil under Trump for $30 a barrel. The moment Biden came to office, went to $130 a barrel. So I got really rich. I almost liked the guy.
I almost liked the guy. Almost, not quite.
I knew what he was doing. Yeah. He is a Marxist. He wants to create this gap between rich and poor.
Rich and poor.
Under the green agenda. I'm not against greenies. But under the green agenda, they said, well, we're cutting oil to, you know, to save the environment, but you're killing the people. So people can't afford to buy food because, you know, oil, energy is the basis of civilization.
It is. Power, warmth, heat, coolness.
So everything's power. I mean, everything's energy. It's like you say, you can't find labor here. You can't buy food. You can't afford anything. Biden is a Marxist. You know, he did that. I went to military school. Ring knocker here. We were taught in military school, watch what a man does, not what he says. And I, so the first act was to cut the pipeline. Second act, take down Trump's wall. 10 million immigrants
flowing over the border,
carrying drugs and prostitution. That's Biden. Okay, just watch what he does. And then he hired 8,000 new Internal Revenue tax men.
Okay.
Watch what he does, not what he says, you know.
If he's awake.
And he's a puppet of this guy, Obama.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? I'm not Republican or Democrat, but I watch what he does.
Not what they say. And we have similar issues here in Australia at the moment. We actually found when that occurred, for Australians, inflation, which has been a big issue, our inflation directly correlated within under 1%. It was 0.8% in line with oil prices the whole time we've had an inflation issue. Because energy, travel, it's such a big cost of living in the basket of goods for inflation. So you bang on.
So not only do I sell Wagyu semen, I sell oil. You know?
So we've got a lot of things flowing here.
Yeah, keep it flowing.
Keep it flowing. I love it.
And, now, and it's used up all the time.
It's true. And it needs to be used again. So Robert, where do you see, are you fearful of the economy we're heading into, the market we're heading into? Because absolutely respect your opinion. I know the audience would love to. Are you fearful? Are you confident? Where do you see the opportunities and threats for the people today if they've got the knowledge?
Again, in America, I'm a ring knocker. There's 5 federal academies.
Yes.
Army, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, Marines.
Okay? Yes.
So I went to the Merchant Marine School. And we were taught our first book we had to read was Marx's Communist Manifesto.
Right.
Opened my eyes, said, oh my God, school teachers are Marxists.
Mm.
See, they believe in taxation, abolition of private property, you know, that taxes are good and all this stuff. Labor unions. Marx said, workers of the world unite.
Mm.
Okay, I'm not against it, but yep. I'm saying, just know who you are.
Yes.
Economic, like communism and Marxism and fascism are like religions, like, you know, Catholic, Christian, yes. Muslim. Mormon, Buddhist, you know, their religions.
Yes.
But what I'm concerned about historically is, like I said, China's in serious trouble because of debt. Japan's in trouble. Europe's in trouble.
Yes.
America's in trouble. What comes next? War. I hope I'm wrong.
We absolutely hope you're wrong, but...
But Hitler came to power because of bad money.
Mm.
The Weimar Republic, they're printing trillions of Reichsmark.
Yeah.
You know, the story of just before Hitler came to power was that, you know, they would take wheelbarrows of money to buy a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
And people stole the wheelbarrow, left the money. You know, that was
the money was
just before
worthless.
Hitler came to power.
Mm.
And it started again after they lost the war.
Let's hope it doesn't get to that.
Well, I fought in Vietnam twice. I was a U.S. Marine pilot, you know.
Well done.
So.
But let's really hope it doesn't get to that.
Hope is for the hopeless.
Yeah.
Let's do something. Protect
True.
Yourself.
So what suggestions would you make to people that are considering, okay, how do I protect my family? How do I make sure my assets are not going to diminish overnight or dissipate or, you know, the value isn't wiped off them in the market overnight? Besides semen and oil from the bulls, what else would you suggest?
Well, don't save Aussie dollars.
Good point.
I mean, the Aussie dollar goes down in the bank because of inflation taxation.
Yes.
So that's why I've been saying gold, silver, oil, Bitcoin. The reason I like Bitcoin is I don't have that many. I have 70, you know, in different wallets.
Yep.
But Bitcoin is designed to go up in value.
Yes.
So I'm going to buy a house with $100,000.
Yes.
So I put it in one wallet, I put $100,000, and I watch it go up. So today it's about 2 million. I'm going to use that Bitcoin to use debt to borrow money to build a house.
Yeah.
But the Bitcoin went up, the dollar went down.
Yeah.
And buy a Satoshi, you know, Japanese guy, buy a Satoshi.
Yeah. And for people are buying real assets like a home and they've got other investments, whether it be cryptocurrency, et cetera, they can use debt to buy the home. And that dollar's diminishing, but they can use debt. They can get tax deductions.
Yeah.
There's this terrible saying in Australia, and everyday Aussies are like, cash is king. And I'm like, cash is trash.
Cash is trash. Amen.
Amen. It's trash. And they're like, oh, cash is king. And I'm going to slip it over here. And I'm self-employed and I pay no tax. And because I pay no tax, I'm really smart. I'm like, but if everything you've ever worked for is sitting in cash, it's like a rubbish dump.
Yeah.
And it's just diminishing every day.
You know, there's this American guy, Michael Saylor. He's a big Bitcoin advocate. He owns billions of Bitcoin. He says, what do you call a person who saves cash? Poor.
Well, I was going to say a couple of other words, but we'll say poor. Yeah. We'll say poor. I like that. I like that. And do you see any imminent threats besides, hopefully not war, but do you see any imminent threats in markets at the moment? Because, I mean, if you look at the ASX in Australia versus the housing market, it's down here, the All Ords, and the housing market's up here and cash is just diminishing. Do you see any really concerning threats ahead for people that they need to sort of do their homework on? Or is it as simple as get the knowledge, do the work?
Well, I created the cash flow board game. You know?
Yes.
People can play the game because Maria Montessori says, she was a great educational entrepreneur, what the hand does, the mind remembers.
Yes.
So my financial education came from playing Monopoly. So today I own 10,000 rental units and they own 6 or 7 hotels now.
Well done.
Just playing, you know, because I was doing it.
Yep.
Like, you can't learn to play golf reading a book. But that's what schools are trying to teach you to do.
Yes.
And then don't make mistakes. Don't cooperate because cooperation is cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Everything school teaches you is designed to keep you poor.
Yes.
And that's why when 1965, I read the Communist Manifesto at the Academy in New York, Richard Braid Academy.
Yes.
Teachers are Marxists.
Mm.
They're Marxists. Not bad people.
Mm-hmm.
Just like somebody can be Muslim, somebody can be Jewish, somebody Christian. But they're Marxists at heart.
And
they don't like the rich.
And the views, and they become like religions. Views, yes. And opinions, they literally become part of someone's DNA and belief system.
Well, they hate the rich.
Mm-hmm. We have a big problem with that in Australia. They're like, tax the rich.
You know, that's communist.
We have a huge problem with tall poppy syndrome in,
yes,
Australia. If you are successful,
yes,
you are dodgy. It's,
yes,
not fair, and,
yes,
you should give it all away.
Yes.
Yet people have been smart, educated, taken risks. It's a huge issue in Australia.
Yeah, this tall poppy is a strange one, man.
Yeah.
You know, because you are the lucky country.
We are. Well, touch wood that we don't break it, because, yeah, I mean, we seem to follow in America. People say if America sneezes, Australia catches a cold.
Right, right, right.
And that's the risk that we face at the moment.
Well, let me say it again. You look at the macro. China's in serious trouble because the real estate market crashed.
Yeah.
Japan's always been in trouble since 1990. America's printing $1 trillion every 90 days. And Germany's going into a recession. And China and Russia are joining the BRICS nations.
Mm.
And they're going to sabotage the U.S. dollar.
Yeah.
So that's going to, I don't know what's going to happen, but something's going to happen.
Something will happen.
So go to gold, silver, Bitcoin, you know.
Yep.
Waigu bulls.
And oil. Now, and just quickly touching on property, you've got a substantial property portfolio, right, and it's all cash flowing. And I've heard you say, because I've been able to have the privilege of speaking on some tours with you over the last few years, it took you a very long time initially to buy property in Aussie. Because when you were first sort of looking at property in Aussie, it's harder to cash flow here. Have you found that when you looked at it previously?
It's hard because Aussie is such a desirable country to live in.
It is.
So there's always pressure, supply and demand.
Mm.
Your supply is low, your demand's high.
Yeah.
It's tough, but I finally found my first one in Rush Cutters Bay.
Oh, Sydney. Beautiful.
And the second one was in Bondi Junction.
Yep.
You know, and like an idiot, I sold. I should
never You sold?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I was working here in Aussie, and then we went back to the States.
Yeah.
So property is, you know, management intensive.
It can, yeah, be, yeah, absolutely. Well, Robert, it's been an absolute pleasure. Appreciate your time. Good luck with the rest of the tour. And I know that they're very excited to see you in New Zealand.
I'm honored that you're teaching, so keep teaching.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And thank you for teaching, because it's allowed me to teach at scale. So.
Amen, bro.
And that's the one thing that none of us can lose is our knowledge.
Correct.
So appreciate it, and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Thanks, Robert. Thank you.